Today's show is brought to you by dog food commercials. Because your cute, friendly golden doodle apparently needs to eat like her bloodthirsty, throat-ripping ancestors. Dog food commercials.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
Before I begin, would you like to touch my monkey?
I would be honored.
Touch him! Love him! Leave him on an abs, Minky! Now I am as happy as a little girl.
Nice beaver.
Thank you. I just had it stuffed.
Let me help you with that.
That is so stupid.
Comedy is very subjective.
It's one of the reasons that I'm a winner.
What is in your mouth?
Why do you want to know?
You want to know why? You want to know why? Because today is National Chewing Gum Day.
Dude, you got any gum?
I got you some gum.
We've got chewing gum.
You give me gum gum.
I give you gum gum?
The average person chews 300 pieces of gum a year.
It is National Chewing Gum Day today.
National Chewing Gum Day.
It's showtime.
Yeah, it is the Mike Show. All right, everybody, spit out your gum. So I really, really wish that September had 31 days. It doesn't.
No?
This is the last day of September?
Are you sure?
Are we sure? All right, fine. I really, really wish there was one extra day. Now, couldn't we have a leap year that they give the extra day to September? I don't know why. And I don't know why I feel this way, because I feel like once... Well, I do know how I feel about this, because October, November, December, we're in Q4 in one day. Yeah. That is it. That is it. Fourth quarter begins tomorrow. I'm speechless. No, I'm not. Thank you so much for joining us on the program right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. Also on the Alexa. How does that work? How do you get our live show and our feature channel on Alexa? Well, you have to enable the skill. You do it one time. You say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill. And she will. And then every time after that you want to listen, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434. Really easy. What's even easier is listening to our podcast after the live show. You can listen to, well, any and all of our podcasts. I mean, there's hundreds and hundreds of them, back episodes that you may not have heard. And then we take today's show and we repack it into a full-length podcast. And that usually drops around noon. So if you're listening to the podcast, you're in the future. It's like our virtual time machine. I'm in the past. You're in the future. All right. Anyway, you can search it on, just ask Alexa. Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast. And
hello!
She will. You can also search the Mike Show VA wherever you get your podcasts. Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com. You can even go to our website, radio434.com. Just click on the Mike Show channel and you'll find a link to the podcast as well. All right. Coming up on today's program, we have Megan Huffman. She's going to be joining us from Share Greater Lynchburg and the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation. She's bringing us a guest, and I'm looking for, because I didn't put that on the schedule, but that's on me. Gary. Oh, we're going to be talking wellness, yoga and wellness. We've got Gary joining us. That's going to be a lot of fun. Bill Bodine. He's so far absent. All right. Well, we'll see if Bill shows up on the Tuesday edition. Also on the program, of course, we have your five random facts. We've got your stupid criminals in dot news, and we've got some good news for you as well. And then this, we've got a report comparison of Gen Z versus Gen X. Gen Z apparently likes driving in total silence, while Gen X prefers to rock out. So we're going to talk about that, plus our top list, top songs Gen X rocks out to in their cars, but will never admit it. Okay, that's all on the way. Let's do this. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
John Barkley loves Tuesday nights with his pals.
You guys ever seen a perfect game?
Here we go.
A night when scores made aren't nearly as important as friendships kept.
Get out your phones. Gonna be epic.
So he doesn't miss a night. John counts on Centra to keep him healthy and at his best.
Perfection begins now. Start your video. Oh. Delete your video.
Like and share.
Centra, caring for, caring about folks like John.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
Do you suffer from compulsive us technologica overloaditis? Symptoms include continuous scrolling and yelling at your smart speaker like it's a real family member.
Coming through loud and clear.
Then ask your doctor about Disconnect It All, the first once-a-day tablet that helps you gently pry the smartphone out of your hand and also reminds you that grass is, in fact, still a thing. Disconnect It All. Try putting down your phone and going outside. Side effects may include fresh air, eye contact, and remembering simpler days, like when your phone only made phone calls.
Yeah, it's the Mike Show. All right, so there's a story it's kind of a comparison between Gen Z and Gen X, and it found that Gen Z adults are the generation most likely to want a calming environment or complete silence on their morning commute. No, sorry, just kidding. 55% of they're calling them Zoomers. Are we calling them Zoomers, or is that really a thing? Well, now I need to look this up. I apologize for derailing the segment. I know we're running way behind. Zoomers is an informal name for Generation Z, a cohort of people born between approximately 1997 and 2012. Okay, Zoomers. 55% of them claim to enjoy driving in total silence.
Silence!
They're also the most likely to use their drive to mentally process their workday, and most likely to take an occasional nap in their car, hopefully not while driving. The survey looked at, what did it look at? Different generations and the use of their time in the car. And each age group is a little bit different. Millennials are the most likely to think about the future or make plans while driving. So more obsessed with multitasking and being productive. Now, if you're Gen X like me, congratulations on still being cool. Gen Xers are the generation most likely to rock out on their morning commute. 89% said listening to the Mike Show in their car is their top driving activity, or listening to music anyway. So don't feel too cool though, Gen X. You're also the most likely to feel the need to give yourself a pep talk behind the wheel. Around 1 in 5 Gen Xers have done that. So that brings us to our top list. With a study of generational listening habits in our cars, finding that Gen X is the only one that loves to crank up their music while they're driving. But you'd never know it when they roll down their window because, well, shame, right? See what we mean with today's list. It's our top list today. Top 5 songs Gen X rocks out to in their cars, but will never admit it. Let's do more than five. Where's the story? Oh, here we go. Take two. Top songs Gen X rocks out to in their cars, but will never admit to it. All right? We will never admit to it. We built this city by Starship. Or is it Jefferson Starship? Or is it Jefferson Airplane? Or is it Satan? According to anyone other than Gen X. Top songs Gen X rocks out to in their cars, but will never admit it. Get out of my dreams, get into my car. Never has an abduction sounded so catchy. We are the world. Imagine the Avengers, but instead, it's every legendary singer in the 1980s. And also Kenny Loggins. Top songs Gen X rocks out to in their cars, but will never admit it. The Girl Is Mine, Paul McCartney and Michael Jackson arguing over a girl. Totally realistic situation, right? Yeah. Top songs Gen X rocks out to in their cars, but will never admit it. Rock Me Amadeus put Falco on the map. Too bad all his other songs took him off the map, but go Falco. Top songs Gen X rocks out to in their cars, but will never admit it. Everybody have fun tonight. Admit it, Gen X. You know the next line. This song is Everybody Wang Chung Tonight. And it both disgusts and thrills you. Although that song would take on an entirely different meaning if the band were the Blow Monkeys, right? That's top songs Gen X rocks out to in their cars, but will never admit it. The Safety Dance. Just kidding. Song sucks. I actually like it. It's The Mike Show. Coming up, we got news and not headline news. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
From busy downtowns to the scenic and serene countryside, every destination has a story to tell. Where will your next adventure take you? Three Roads Brewing is proud to introduce Destination American Lager. You have arrived. Destination American Lager, now available at Three Roads Brewing, Lynchburg and Farmville, Ballad Brewing in Danville, and anywhere they sell great beer. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Destination American Lager from Three Roads Brewing.
Pick up Destination American Lager at Three Roads Brewing in Lynchburg and Farmville, at Ballad Brewing in Danville, or your favorite beer store. And if they don't carry Destination American Lager, ask them to. Destination American Lager from Three Roads Brewing.
Traveling with your family is not only affordable from Lynchburg Regional Airport, it's convenient too. Our daily departures offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations. So check the great round-trip fares currently being offered to your vacation destinations by using flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advanced purchases required and availability is limited. Low fares, less hassle. Check Lynchburg first.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
This is not headline news. Nicole Kidman and Keith Urban split. Fortunately, Nicole is used to being a woman whose marriage isn't at all that it seems, thanks to every show she's done in the past decade. The porn industry is experiencing a shortage of male stars. If you think you've got what it takes, upload your resume to unziprecruiter.com. Reading Rainbow is returning with a new host. And in order to appeal to today's kids, the show's name will be changed to Scrolling Rainbow. And a Virginia man survived a heart attack in his car because he crashed into a cardiologist's office. And he's still not as lucky as that weird-looking dude who married Selena Gomez. This is not headline news.
I don't know. It is the Mike Show. It's the, what's today? Today's Tuesday edition. Taking a look at tower cam position number, what is this? Number four at the river. We got zoomed into the river right now. And man, oh man, you can see there's already a change in the leaves. We'll check in with Chief Meteorologist Nobody, because we can't afford one. All right, coming up, we are going to get very, very smart with your five random facts. We're going to get really, really dumb with your stupid criminals in dot news, and then we've got some good news for you as well. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport.
Making sure that you never miss that important connection. At Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready.
Four bags to check in, please.
LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
Just got back from vacation, but your body feels like it needs another one? Whether it was lugging heavy luggage, hours in the car or on a plane, or walking barefoot in the sand, travel can do a number on your spine. At Timberlake Chiropractic, we're here to help you reset. Our gentle, personalized adjustments are designed to relieve pain, restore balance, and help you feel like yourself again, maybe even better. Don't let post-vacation aches follow you home. Call Timberlake Chiropractic at 434-239-9077 or book online at timberlakechiropractic.com. Relaxed, realigned, and ready for what's next. That's the way to come home.
Whether you're traveling for business or leisure in Danville, Virginia, you owe it to yourself to stay at either the B or the Holbrook Hotels. Two unique boutique hotels with all of the modern comforts, convenient to downtown and the city's historic West End. Minutes from everything Danville has to offer. Competitive corporate rates for business travelers and fun packages and activities for leisure travelers. They offer kitchenettes and suite-style rooms and attractive long-term stay rates. Visit danvillebhotel.com or theholbrookdanville.com for reservations and more information.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
And now it's time for
five
random
facts.
Yep, that time of the day we cram your head full of usable information, and you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go, we don't know what you do, and quite frankly, it's really none of our business. But if you say any of these five random facts, someone in the room is bound to say,
wow,
maybe, I don't know. All right, here we go, number one. It's kind of gross, but interesting. The urine of a diabetic contains so much sugar. How much sugar does... It contains so much sugar that it can be purified and made into a high-end single malt whiskey.
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
Maybe. Number two. For almost all of the 1800s, maps of Africa had a mountain range called the Mountains of Kong. I said the Mountains of Kong, which didn't actually exist. They still show up once in a while on modern maps. An atlas from 1995 even had the Mountains of Kong. Number three, the first Nintendo game ever developed in Africa was Donald Duck Going Quackers for Nintendo 64. It was created in Morocco. But what about the Mountains of Kong? Number four, Jim Carrey had the chance to play Captain Jack Sparrow in the Pirates of the Caribbean. Really? Really? What, really? How would that have gone? He turned it down because it conflicted with his filming schedule for Bruce Almighty. But could you imagine? No, I can't imagine Captain Jack Sparrow being played by anybody but Johnny Depp. I can't imagine it. Anyway, number five, the most abused Social Security number has been used in fraud by at least 40,000 different people. It belonged to a secretary at a wallet company. In 1938, Social Security cards were new, and the secretary's boss wanted people to see how they looked in a wallet. So every one of their wallets came with a sample Social Security card inside. Yep, you guessed it, with the secretary's number on each one.
Go!
Yeah. And those are your five random facts.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Random.
Nintendo.
Facts. Yep, it is the Mike Show. Coming up, we have sounds, and we're going to lovingly place them in your ear holes. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
Let's see. There's Peyton, Leo, Tasia.
Ruth Stevens has 14 grandkids.
Jalen, Callie, Kayla.
That's a lot of birthdays, graduations, weddings.
Stanley, named for my dad.
So she doesn't ever miss one. Ruth counts on Centra to keep her healthy and going strong.
Shay, Christopher, and Theo. Got them all.
That's a responsibility Centra doesn't take lightly.
One more time, alphabetical order. Anthony.
Centra. Caring for, caring about folks like Ruth.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
It is the Mike Show. It's the Tuesday edition of the program. And that means Megan Huffman joins us from Share Greater Lynchburg and the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation. Hi.
Hi. It's great to be back in the studio. We've been remote for the last few weeks.
I know.
And it's lovely to be here in person with you and with our wonderful guest.
I even straightened up.
Oh, did you?
Did you notice?
Yeah. Oh, it feels very delightfully clean and...
Yeah, I did. I brought out cleaning rags and spray, and I even vacuumed.
Wow.
Yeah.
We feel so honored.
Had a chance to take advantage of a little bit of time to even swap out microphones and stuff. So
yes.
You guys sound wonderful.
Yay.
Anyway, but that's not why you're here. We're here to talk with Gary, and we're going to talk about Sattva Yoga Center. Now, see, I got Sattva right, but then I stumbled on yoga because maybe I'm hungry for yogurt. I don't know. But Gary, we were talking off air about how this word Sattva is pronounced differently in India.
Yes. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So how else is this? Am I saying it right? Sattva?
So we say Sattva Yoga and Wellness Center.
Okay.
But in India, many of the teachers say Sattva.
Sattva.
Sattva, which okay. is a term representing balance, equanimity, harmony, wholeness.
Okay.
That's what we're trying to implement or work with at the Sattva Yoga and Wellness Center.
Now, you were downtown, and now you've moved, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Friday is our third anniversary.
Wow.
Of opening the Sattva
Yoga. It's been
that
long.
Third year.
Oh my Lord!
2 years we were downtown on 12th Street, 312th Street, and then a year ago we moved to the Piedmont Center at 311 Rivermont Avenue.
Okay.
We're great.
That is fantastic. Yeah. Congratulations mm-hmm. on the anniversary.
Yeah, thank mm-hmm. you. We're grateful for the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation supporting us all 3 years that we've operated. And we moved to Rivermont, to the Piedmont Center, to begin to expand services and with more community outreach. So we have yoga and fitness services, Tai Chi, Taekwondo, yoga. We do therapeutic dance, some people call belly dance. We have drum circles. We have a lot of activities, and we're reaching out more into the community now, working with organizations like the Lynchburg Area Youth Sports Initiative,
okay.
40 Ways Coalition, and different downtown Lynchburg community organizations that are working to support youth in our community, to provide expanded services. And the grant's so valuable to us because it provides us the opportunity to reduce services costs, reduce membership costs, and also do special events like we have coming up this weekend, which is our fall festival and open house event.
Oh, wonderful.
And one of the things that I really have observed about the arc of Gary's developing the Sattva Yoga Center is how the journey towards community collaboration, and that's something that the foundation and SHARE are, you know, just continue to try to advocate for. The more we're working together, then the more we're going to aid and serve our community, and the more the further the dollars that we, the limited dollars that we have to give as a foundation can go. So it's wonderful when, you know, Gary and I are often at a lot of the same events for Lacey, or, you know, just pop-up events for different community festivals and things. And just the more we're leaning into one another and finding ways to serve and collaborate, it's just wonderful to see how these wellness services are serving a community, some of the communities that don't necessarily have access to paid gyms or paid wellness centers, right? So exactly. It's exposing new members of our community to wonderful preventative wellness practices. Yes.
Give you an example. With Lacey, we had a summer fun day last May when school was out, and we had different sports boot camps where the kids could come and experience soccer, basketball, different types of community sports. And then we also added Tai Chi and Taekwondo this year.
Oh,
and they were delighted. The kids just love it.
That's fantastic.
So it gives kids that need an opportunity to experience other fitness type activities, to get involved in community with one another and really reach out. So I'm really appreciating the community atmosphere that's coming together in downtown Lynchburg by these organizations to really expand services and the outreach to the youth in our community.
Oh, and absolutely, and we appreciate all that you and your organization do to help support wellness and help support these organizations. It really is. It's such a collaborative effort, and it's so nice to see everybody coming together and working together.
And that really is a mark of the organizations that are most successful are the ones that are collaborating, and those who, you know, are operating in isolation are not as successful, and that we're seeing less and less of that, which is wonderful. Sure. I think it's sort of a game changing shift across the whole community, and it's wonderful to be part of it.
The saying is the rising tide raises all boats.
I always struggle with that, so I'm so glad you said that. I always say the boats and the water and the tide and the stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, and it's got water in it, and it goes up. No, yes. I heard that, and actually, we were talking with another restaurateur in town and getting their take on things a couple of months back, and they said, no, man, the more the merrier, you know, a rising tide raises all boats, and we're like, yes, exactly. Yeah. So, and so is with the nonprofit world and the community, and that's why SHARE's here.
Yeah.
So you have an upcoming event. Tell us about that.
Mm-hmm. So Saturday and Sunday, we have a 2-day fall festival and open house event. We decided that we wanted to open up our doors to the community, and with a sampling of all the offerings that we have. So we're starting, we'll have our normal classes on Saturday, which includes Taekwondo at 7:30 in the morning. And then we have yoga at 9:45. We're gonna have a gentle yoga or beginning yoga at 11:30, then a chair yoga at 1:00. Then we're gonna conclude the day with a sound bath by Greg Burns from Waynesboro. So we got a full day on Saturday. All these classes are free to the community. Anyone can come in. They just need to sign up on the website. So we know you're coming, and we've got room for everyone. We're going to have food and snacks. We'll have chai, Indian chai.
Okay. Mm.
So it's going to be delightful. And then Sunday, starting at noon, we've got a special offering with belly dance, therapeutic dance at 12 o'clock.
Okay.
And that's open again to the community, no cost.
Wow.
People can come in and experience the joy of dancing. Then we have Tai Chi at 2 o'clock, and we're going to have a drum circle, community drum circle, African drum circle, led by Eric Meganson and his community at 4 o'clock. So we'll
so cool.
It's going to be wonderful.
This is really, really cool. And that's coming up this weekend.
This weekend.
October 4th and the 5th. And you can learn more if you visit ShareGreaterLynchburg.org. If you type in Sattva, S-A-T-T-V-A, it'll bring up everything about Sattva, Yoga Center, Wellness Center. And there are click-throughs to your website as well and your social media. And we'll link all that up on this broadcast at The Mike Show VA. Really appreciate this. This sounds like fun. And congratulations again on your anniversary coming up.
Thank you. We're looking forward to it. I hope you'll join us this weekend.
I will play it by ear because as we mentioned, the little project that we've got going. But this sounds wonderful, and I encourage everybody to get out and enjoy this. And it's free to the public.
Free to the public.
This is tremendous. Well, thank you, Gary, for joining us. We really, really appreciate your time. And everything that you do within the community. And Megan, same to you. Now, we talked off air, and so far, I need to clean out my browser or the cookies or something a little bit better. But tell us the big milestone.
Oh yeah,
achieving.
We've been working hard to onboard some new nonprofits to the platform. Our goal is to have 200 this month in anniversary. We have a 5-year anniversary of Share coming up. So a goal for a while has been to reach 200 nonprofits, and we know who they are and, who's sort of missing from the platform, for the most part, and just kind of working to get them onboarded. And we have four new organizations coming on that'll be coming as our guests over the next few weeks to showcase organizations that maybe the community hasn't met yet, maybe newer organizations. So I'm excited to be revealing those as we come up. We also will be celebrating our 5-year birthday with a 5-year-old birthday party at Super Rad on October 14th.
Nice.
So you'll be seeing more about that in our newsletter this week. We're going to have party hats and ice cream bar and video games, all the things you would for a 5-year-old birthday party.
Yeah, absolutely.
So really pumped about that, and welcome all of our nonprofit partners and community members who have made Share a success over the last 5 years and continue to serve. And we'd love to highlight any community members who have found volunteer opportunities and any connections to the community through the platform. We'd love to spotlight those as well. So
now, how many are officially, but maybe unofficially, but officially on the Share platform?
We have 195 that are.
I'm updating your crawl
registered,
right now.
But that'll
real
be
time.
Yeah, that's great. And then we have a few more to sign on to get to that milestone. So that's really exciting. We have a lunch and learn tomorrow at CASA of Central Virginia.
Nice.
When I just walked over today, we had just a handful of spots left. So if you're interested in that, sign up today.
Okay.
And let's see, we have a executive director series luncheon next week on addiction and recovery, with Horizons Behavioral Health being our speaker. And so we gather folks every other month who are executive directors in the spaces that are around that topic, just to talk about data and just kind of get all on the same page as far as our data set related to things that we're working on, including transportation, childcare, addiction and recovery. So that's next Thursday.
Okay.
Also will be in our newsletter. And for the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation, we launched the Youth Philanthropy Committee last week. We had 25 high school seniors from across the region come together at CVCC last week, and it was wonderful for the students to meet each other and connect. And over the next few months, between now and March of 2026, they'll be selecting where a $10,000 and a $5,000 grant are awarded, and they'll walk through the same process that our distribution committee does. So
tremendous.
great students, such an honor to meet them. They're so invested in this community and desiring new information before they head off to whatever happens after high school, wherever they're headed, but they're going to take that knowledge with them. And we do have the grant application for that $10,000 and $5,000 grant opening October 15th through November 15th. The caveat there is that it has to be a program that works with youth. So because the youth are going to be deciding where the grant goes, we try to pick a pro ask ask those applying to pick a program. So okay. many organizations work with youth. Pick something that, you know, a $5,000 or $10,000 grant would be transformational to help with that program. And so that will open up on our website October 15th.
Nice. Mm-hmm. All that information is available at LynchburgFoundation.org. You can learn about the Youth Philanthropy Council. You can learn about everything the foundation does right there at LynchburgFoundation.org, and learn everything at ShareGreaterLynchburg.org. For the Share platform. If you are part of a nonprofit organization and you're not on the Share platform, we'd love to have you.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's free, and they do so much, so many different things that you can get involved with, so many ways to highlight your nonprofit organization. You can even... folks can find nonprofit organizations. You can volunteer, find volunteer opportunities, even at the board level. So many events that help our area nonprofits. And you can even shop for the nonprofits right on the platform just simply by going to ShareGreaterLynchburg.org. Pick a nonprofit that you want to shop for, and those items will be delivered directly to that nonprofit. So it's a fantastic platform. And again, I need to stress, it's free.
That's right.
It's free for the nonprofits. It's free for you to use. So get on there today. Folks, thank you so much for taking time today. We really appreciate it. Thank you, Gary. And again, congratulations on your anniversary. Mm-hmm. Megan, congratulations on five years coming up.
Yeah.
Looking forward to having a smash cake. Oh, no, wait, that's two. Okay, anyway. It is The Mike Show. It's the Tuesday edition of the program. Coming up a little bit later on, we have your audio vault. Stay tuned for that.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Our website seeks to magnify, equip, and connect our local nonprofit community. You can find ways to donate, volunteer, shop for, or attend events for over 180 organizations. For more information, please visit our website, sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
All right, let's open it up. It's your audio vault for today. It's our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. Well, skip that. Let's go directly to viral videos. Here is a mom that's concerned about something and obviously wants to share with us on social media. So here we go.
So it's homecoming season, and my daughter is texting me of what I can only refer to as if a handkerchief and plastic wrap had a baby, and then you put some holes in it, that's the homecoming dress that she wants. I am afraid that if we were to purchase said kerchief dress and send her to the dance, it wouldn't just be a dress code violation, but potentially a crime, because parts and pieces are going to fall out. I know I'm going to get hate for this because it's like body positivity. I positively want to keep her body in a dress.
Okay. Here's a woman that is a content creator doing a gym workout. When she notices another woman stretching in the background of her all-important shot, she tells her, "Don't work out next to me," even though the other woman is several feet away, and she is a member of the fitness club.
Like, why are you sitting there? Because you're more efficient. Don't work out.
Whatever.
Good Lord. All right, let's see. What's this? Officials in Ohio are pleading with people to quit stopping in the middle of the highway. Apparently, there have been multiple incidents with people stopping in the middle of the highway to make their exit. Here's Matt Bruning of the Ohio Department of Transportation pleading with drivers.
There's no excuse for putting people in harm's way just so you can avoid maybe a 2 or 3 minute
detour. You know, just because you happen to be in the wrong lane and you don't have enough time to get over to your exit, just go to the next one. We just need people to pay attention and drive responsibly. And that's not a hard ask. That's an easy fix, and it doesn't cost anything, but it could save lives, and that's what we're trying to do here.
There you go. McDonald's is bringing back Monopoly next week for the first time in 10 years. But here's a reality check. You're probably going to win a small fry and nothing else. For the jackpot, you're better off playing the Powerball. But here, we dug up this vintage McDonald's Monopoly commercial.
The game Monopoly is coming back to McDonald's. Bigger and better than ever. This time, it's not going to be big. It's going to be huge.
Yeah, it is. In a survey, 86% of people say they feel concerned about their own health when a coworker comes to work visibly sick, and 42% admit that they think less of a coworker if they knowingly show up sick.
Are you thick?
Yeah, I'm thick too. Let's see, what's can't you block them for a complaint about them? Okay, that's fine. A man claiming to be Colonel Sanders' great-great-great nephew says KFC blocked him for complaining about them sexualizing Colonel Sanders, so he leaked their secret chicken recipe. Here he is explaining why he's taking these measures. And also, we have the link to the recipe.
Kentucky Fried Chicken has blocked me on social media. For those who are new, I'm Colonel Sanders' great-great-great nephew. I'm the last Sanders in his family line. Over the last decade, they have sexualized my uncle for marketing purposes. They have encouraged fans to sexualize him as well. My response to Kentucky Fried Chicken blocking me is, do you want to know how to make their chicken? Truly, genuinely, their chicken. This recipe I put together through facts. So let Kentucky Fried Chicken deny this. If they do, I'll say, prove it. I have facts and receipts to back up my recipe. Show us what yours is.
Okay. All right. Let's see. What else? What else do we got? Are we going to comedian? Mm-hmm. Yes, maybe. Okay. So we heard during Not Headline News that Reading Rainbow is returning to PBS with a new host. Well, from the archives, this is when the There I Ruined It guy posted their parody of the Reading Rainbow theme. This time, it's a pot-themed cover called Weeding Rainbow. Enjoy.
Butterfly in the sky, I must be really high. There's a dragon there, I'm a little scared. A weeding rainbow, I can eat anything. Take a joke and blow some smoke. A weeding rainbow,
yeah.
Rainbow, a weeding rainbow,
weeding rainbow. All right, there's a new Karen getting roasted for snatching a headband out of the hand of a little boy. A headband? For snatching a headband out of the hand of a little boy after Kansas City beat the Giants last Sunday at MetLife Stadium. The video clearly shows Mahomes was trying to hand it to the kid who is a Chiefs fan, but this lady grabbed it away. When the video got posted, she was getting railed on social media. She posted a pretty defiant video that didn't do her a lot of favors. Here is part of it.
I am not a thief. That little boy, when Mahomes came, if you look at the video, both of our hands was on it. I didn't look in Mahomes' eyes to see where is he looking. I just seen he's handing out something. I put my hand, both of our hands was on it. I took it. Why didn't they stop me and say, hey, yo, give it to my son or my brother? But no one didn't say nothing to me. But now you are posting it 1 week later, telling me that I'm a thief. I'm not a thief. I'm not.
Okay. All right. She also said that the boy needs to learn how to be a man. Okay. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception. Since it's International Podcast Day. It is? Okay. It's International Podcast Day. Here's one of Letterman's former writers, Jenna Friedman, talking about all the true crime TV shows and podcasts. This was from Conan. on Tuesday, September 17, 2019, by the way.
The news is pretty depressing lately, so to lighten the mood, I've started watching true crime. I feel bad for the amount of true crime that I consume, but to be fair, women, we don't watch true crime. Technically, we study it to make sure we don't end up on it. And true crime is kind of feminist. It's the only time the entertainment industry will take a chance on an unknown female lead. You've all seen Making a Murderer. If you haven't, it's a documentary about how a woman's death made so much money for Netflix. And then the podcasts, there's Serial, My Favorite Murder, Missing and Murdered, Up and Vanished, True Crime Brewery, True Crime All the Time, What the Crime, Crime Town, Crime Junkie, Cold Case, Killer Instincts, To Live and Die in L.A., Someone Knows Something. These are just a couple. This American Death doesn't exist yet, but that's going to be my retirement plan. Because true crime makes so much money. It's a great business model. For one, you don't have to pay residuals.
Oh, man. All right, that is your audio vault today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle. But firmly and vigorously and like you like it, give it a tug. Yeah, there you go. Keep all that sound inside. Coming up, we are going to get stupid with your stupid criminals in the news. And we've got some good news for you as well. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport.
Whether your adventure is just beginning or you're on your way home, at Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready. LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions, and I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973 it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community, Three Roads Brewery.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
All right, time once again for stupid criminals in the news. Yep. What is this? This guy's interaction with police could have ended with a light chuckle. Instead, three police on horseback were riding around Lubbock, Texas on Monday when they saw a guy walking on the street instead of the sidewalk. He seemed suspicious, so they went up and talked to him. They thought he might have drugs on him, so they asked to search his pockets, and he said no. Then one of the officers made a dumb joke that got taken way too seriously. He joked that the horse he was riding on was a drug-sniffing horse. Here, listen to this. This is officers Bryson Lewis and William Trotter talking about what happened.
I guess Officer Trotter made a comment that was more of a joke.
That's cool. I have a narcotic-smelling horse right here.
He didn't take it that way.
He took it seriously.
Clearly, he took it seriously.
So, and then the chase was on, I guess. But he kind of took off down the alley, and we thought he was joking. So I said, hey, definitely, stop. and then he kept running. And I said, oh, he's actually running.
Somebody is silly enough to eventually run from a horse. After we had taken him into custody, I asked him, what were you thinking running from horses? You know, and he was like, I don't know.
He doesn't know. All right. So, 42-year-old Joseph Ramirez is facing charges for evading arrest and tampering with physical evidence. It's not clear if that evidence was drugs or not. So, drug sniffing horse. There's good news. Or do we have another story? Oh, crap. Here, wait. I backed out of it. Stupid. I think we're going to good news as I scroll. Maybe. Yeah, we are. There's good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity. A cook at a seafood place in Pensacola, Florida, saved a 78-year-old customer's life this month. Donnell Stallworth works at a place called Shrimp Basket. The guy he saved normally comes in every day for a cup of gumbo. He noticed the guy hadn't stopped by for a few days, so he went to his house to check on him. He found him lying on the ground. It had turned out he had fallen, broken some ribs, and he could not get up. Here is Donnell talking about the story.
So I was like, I'm gonna go by his house. And I knocked on the door like two times and he didn't answer. So the third time I knocked on it and I heard him like, help. And like, who is it? And I said, it's Donnell. And he's like, come in. He was in tears. Like, I don't even know how long I've been here. And he was in pain. So go check on him and see how he doing. Put that smile back on his face. And I'll probably take him a thing of gumbo.
There you go. That is the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia.
Last year funded 25 different community agencies and 38 programs and provided $975,000 to our community to support these wonderful programs that services individuals in need. I am the change. And remember, you can also be the change by supporting United Way.
Visit our website, Be the Change, and donate today.
All right, visit unitedwaycv.org for more information. Well, that is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
No, we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Take three. We are back tomorrow with another exciting edition or thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great day, everybody.
Go away. Go away.
Where does he think he's going?
When you gotta go, you gotta go.
Thanks for tuning our way, and if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beat me up.
See you later, buddy.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes?
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Taking local,
global radio.
434.